Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. Welcome to the first of Tuesday editions along with Thursday editions of the conversation. This week on the conversations, there are more Hillary emails coming out. Also, liberal media writers and TV hosts are looking like wrestlers in a Royal Rumble. You say something about her and out of the ring you go. Out on your butt. I'll explain. The Green Party candidate Jill Stein had something happen to her on PBS when she was discussing Hillary and Donald Trump. Also, this episode is going to be dedicated to a great man, a very, very, very great man, Peter Kaysen, and I'll explain who he is and why you should care. Also, an economy constrained by high tax rates will never produce enough revenue to balance the budget, just as it will never create enough jobs. Who said that and why? Why are tons of KKK members, big time, like high-ranking officials, backing Hillary Clinton? Who made the podium in the IndyCar races this weekend, the NASCAR race, and the English Premier League, and what's going on there as they take a week off for the players can leave to play with their national teams. That much, much more, so welcome to the conversation. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. I want to thank you all for tuning in and for listening. And I want to get into something that really hits home to me. I know God exists, but I know he does even more so, because I would never wish anything bad on my wife ever in a million years. And she, like one conversation, the Lord disconnected the show, and so I could take my wife to the ER. And I apologize for that, because, you know, my wife does come first, along with the Lord, and, you know. And she had diverticulitis, and because of that, you have to have the fun colonoscopy. We have to take all these mom's milk and magnesia stuff to make you crap everything out so that they can put a camera up and look into your rectum. And when they did that, they found 4 polyps. And the polyps ended up being precancerous. And Romans 8:8, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, there's a reason why God doesn't grant everyone who wants to win the lottery to win it. Because you would have 50 million people winning the $20 million jackpot. There's a reason why God does things, and there's a reason we believe that she got diverticulitis to find out what she has, because she's my queen, and I want to keep her as long as I can. And, you know, that is our encouraging story, you know. I really want to encourage anyone, if you ask your parents, say, Mom and Dad, you've had 3 colonoscopies. Have they found polyps? If they have, you should get checked, because you're at a higher risk. If your mom has celiac disease, get checked. There's a 1 in 10 chance you could have it. It's simple. But it can save your life. But I wanted to bring that up. One, because I love my wife and I want to get the word out there. But also, Dr. Drew was canned from CNN, and a couple others have been canned and banned from having their stuff published because they're questioning Hillary Clinton's care of health. Not that I don't want, I dislike Hillary Clinton for what she wants to do. See, there's a difference. Liberals, in my opinion, hate Trump. I don't hate Hillary. I just disagree with her. I don't hate Barack Obama. If he was a constitutionalist and was proud to be an American and was doing the right things and was making this country go in the right direction and making it better and cutting spending and doing the right things and being proud and holding a Bible up and, you know, okay. I don't hate Barack Obama. I just agree with him, and I dislike the fact that he's trying to basically take this country and flush it in the toilet, as Hillary will. But when you have these people that are like, okay, from what I'm understanding, Dr. Drew believes that she's getting like third world care. Like, okay, why is she using a statin drug that would have been used in the 50s and 60s? Why isn't she on Xarelto? Why isn't she on Pradaxa? Some of these newer medications. Is it, you know, she's really, okay, she has health issues. She's had a stroke. That's not debatable. That she has released that she's had a stroke, but she's had coughing fits. When they had a debate, it took her a long time to come back from the debate. We believe she's having medical issues, and they're questioning the care she's being given. They're caring about this person. They're a liberal, and they're like, hey, she, I don't believe, is getting the proper care. And if she's had a stroke, this is the last thing she needs to be doing. From what I'm understanding, if she's had a stroke, all Trump can sit there and they can't handle stress. They cannot handle it. She's having major issues, and we care for her as a human being. Should she be thrown in jail for stuff she's done? Yes. But as a human being, I care for her. And these liberals, writers are coming out basically saying, hey, I'm questioning the health care she's being given. And they're being, okay, you're canned. You don't question liberal. You're a liberal. You don't question. You kiss their butt. Well, since when is questioning the health care she's getting, how is that wrong? Okay, it's not debatable. She's had a stroke. You can tell she has something going on. And the American people need to know it. But, like, I've had a lot of liberal friends basically say they want Hillary Clinton in the White House. Why? Because basically Bill Clinton will be a president again. He'll basically be running the country. And he's already started to do that because he's like, well, what Bill Clinton said we need to do is bring in all these Syrian refugees and they'll fix Detroit. I think Hillary and Bill should move there. Have like a temporary White House there that they live at, you know? 1700 Detroit Avenue. And we can put Bill and Hillary in that Syrian refugee area. They can protect them because, you know, they're in bed with them. So, hey, what the heck? I mean, if they're so great, why wouldn't they want to be around them? Huh? Well, maybe we can have the Syrian refugees work at the White House. I mean, they're going to be vetted by the FBI, you know? I mean, I'm serious. It's just, but I guess, you know, it's sad when you see freedom of speech being flushed in the toilet. I don't care if you're a liberal, should be outraged. Saying, where's the freedom? Why can't they have freedom of expression? But then again, mark my words, I could see people, if they ever tried to compass, like if they own my guns, I'm dead. The only way they're going to have any of my guns is if you take and they rip them out of my cold, dead hands. But I could see someone on the news going, well, if he would have just turned over his guns to the government, then he might not be dead. Instead of saying, really? Why are they coming after an innocent man's handgun when he's not doing anything? You're going to have, I guarantee you, you're going to have people that are like, well, wait a minute here. I think he should have just handed over his gun. Yeah. Look at North Koreans when they, you know, tell me a country where the government comes after the citizens' handguns where they don't have freedom. I mean, look at France. They have very, very, very strict. I mean, you think you're getting spied on as an American. They have way better, you know, knowledge of what goes on in their streets and the people and all this. And guess what? Look at what happened, the Paris attacks and in Nice. We're not even surveyed like they are. And look at what happened there. I'm just saying. So, you know, people need to wake up. You do have a choice. There are other people. Granted, someone like Jill Stein is, what is she like? Last I checked, she was like pulling at like 2.5 to 3%. Gary Johnson is pulling at like 13% right now, and he won't even have a shot in heck. I mean, it would take a miracle for him. He would have to take every Bernie Sanders supporter and have them take every one of them and vote for him. And he'd still probably be at like 25%, maybe. I mean, really, but this is another issue. Jill Stein was on PBS, and she had a question that lasted 69 seconds. And when it aired, 43 seconds of it was taken out because she was criticizing Hillary too much. Not, she criticized Trump, they would air 100% of it. But because she was criticizing Hillary Clinton, they edited it. And you might say, okay, time, whatever. I can see that if they're space for time. But when it's not one thing, when they cut and pasted, you know, basically, and they edit parts out. I've said this before. Jesse Marcel Jr., his dad was the one that found the wreckage at Roswell. Whenever he would do, like, Unsolved Mysteries or things, they would, if you hear him speak, it's different than when you see, you know, they'll edit and cut it and paste it until they get it to where it sounds like what they want, where they want him to look like he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, like I said, you know, Jesse Marcel Jr., he goes, my dad brought home pieces of weather balloons. He brought home that stuff for me to play with. I knew everything. My dad knew everything that they've ever said it was. My dad wouldn't have brought it home and woken us up at like 2 a.m. to show us it if it was not what we believed it to be, you know. But people need to wake up. As a liberal, you need to say, wait a minute, why are they cutting and pasting what Jill's saying? Why are they deleting some of her stuff? You don't have to be a conservative to say, wait a minute. If they have to take John Stewart and they have to interview a guy and edit what he says and cut and paste it to get a view across, you should be able to come up to me and ask me, well, why are you against the minimum wage? And I should be able to argue, and you should be able to win that argument without having to, you know, entrap me. That's what some of these networks do. They've had Buck Saxton on CNN. There'll be like six people ganging up on him. He ain't going to win. They're not going to. You can do your darndest. But I guess it just saddens me that more people are saying, wait a minute. Why is Dr. Drew being fired? Why is this show canceled? Because he's questioning her health care? Wait a minute. I'm a Hillary supporter, but if he's questioning the care she's being given and being fired because of it, whoa. That should be the issue. These are not left and right issues. We have freedom of speech in this country. And obviously, it's not happening. But don't worry, because I have to agree with something. You know, one of my favorites, it's probably my third favorite white comedian, you know. Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done! He has come out and said, if Hillary Clinton gets in, this country's over. And it already is. This country, in my opinion, is already on the verge of that. And you don't have to, it's not a left or right issue. It's a when the media is censoring what people are saying, where does this country go? They've got net neutrality. They own the internet. They could shut me down if they want to. I'm probably too big, but and we need more voices out there. We need lots more voices out there. We need the truth out there. It's what we need. You know, and Jill Stein was going off on Trump and Clinton. And they'll magnify everything she said about Trump, but they try to tone down everything she said about Clinton. I would love to find someone to say, I want you to figure out how I can say something that cannot be edited or cut up. And you wonder, and if I was on one of those shows, I'd say, I want to do this thing live. I want to approve of the final editor. I ain't doing it. And I'm going to go on TV saying that, hey, I wanted to do a interview, but they refused because I wanted to have approval of the final edit to make sure they don't just delete stuff. But the reason why I do a lot of what I do in this episode is in memory of Peter A. Kaysen of Islip, New York. He is a 76-year-old veteran of the Navy who killed himself and committed suicide with a handgun outside the parking lot of a New York Veteran Affairs Hospital because he was denied treatment. He went to the ER and was denied service, and a hospital worker told the Times, and then he basically went to his car and shot himself. But I guarantee you, an illegal Mexican or a Syrian refugee would go into a hospital and they get treatment just like that. No questions asked. It'd be paid for by your tax dollars. I know, because I tried to get some help with medical issues and they said I didn't qualify. Well, if my wife, basically my girlfriend at the time, had a baby, well, then we get medical care, treatment and all this stuff. We get the, you know, the government stuff. And I'm like, well, I know three Mexicans that are no longer working where I am because they were deported that got babies paid for. These men and women put their life on the line for us every single day so I can be on the radio. And they are being denied the treatment that they should have. They should be able to go to any hospital they want to and get treatment and getting taken care of. That's why I have no problem if I'm at a Denny's. Yeah, that guy over there, I want to buy his meal. Whatever. Yeah, just put it on my tab. Just take the, you got my credit card number for my transaction. Just run that and put it on his bill. Find out what he had. I've done it many. I'll do it all. They mean the world to me. Yes, I love Manchester United. Yes, I love NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One. Them are my heroes. I couldn't imagine having the 20 yards there. I couldn't imagine. I've done paintballing and I didn't think anyone could see me. And bang, right in the head, I got hit with a in the mask with a paintball. I couldn't imagine. I'd have been dead if that was a real gun. Those guys are my heroes. What did Bush do? Bush left his administration, left a whole bunch of stuff saying, hey, we're starting to have backups at the VA. Something needs to be done, and nothing's been done. It's a disgrace. These men deserve 1 million times more than they're getting. And that's why I'm doing this show. It's not a left or right issue. Most of the things I talk about are not left and right issues. Sometimes a lot of these VA, these vets, they just want someone to talk to. Let them know they're home. Let them know that they're not forgotten. One of the greatest guys I ever got to have a chance to meet was Wade Schaefer. And just to have someone that, like, open up the blind so I can look outside. Oh, isn't it beautiful? Look at what God, look at that. See that tree? That's God. Look at that. That sky, that's God. That, you know, how you doing? What's going on? He was amazing. The simple things in life made him glow. And it's just sad when I see someone that was denied treatment that deserves. I'm adamant 100% that we need to sit there and take someone like Hillary. Hillary's not a good example, but most people in Congress need to have the benefits that the VA has, and vice versa. Give these vets the same medical care that most politicians have and see how quickly things change. Enough about that. It's just sad. I don't understand my country anymore. And I guess, you know, what did John F. Kennedy say one time? He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Don't ask what the VA can do for the vets. Ask what you can do for your vet. Help them out any way you can. Be there for them. Talk to them. Say, hey, how you doing? You're sitting alone. You want to have dinner with us? Come on. Sit down. Let's talk. What does that cost? Maybe 10 buck meal at Denny's or IHOP or whatever. And it can do a lot. Jesus was one man, but look at what he accomplished. He accomplished a lot. And this is amazing. This is breaking news. I'm just getting this off the wire. The Hillary Clinton Foundation is actually going to help flood victims in Louisiana. Just kidding. She wouldn't do that. Unless she was going to like triple her money in the return, like launder it somehow, maybe. But, you know, she's got the Hillary Clinton Foundation, AKA, and why aren't they helping Louisiana flood victims? Why isn't Black Lives Matter down there? I'd love to know that one. Please explain. You know, I don't get it. But I really have a thing. I really think we're gonna have a 2018 again. You're gonna have a lot of people, just like in 2018, where they interviewed all those people. Who did you vote for? Oh, me? Yeah. Well, hi. Who'd you vote for, sir? Well, I voted for Barack Obama. Okay, Barack Obama. Yeah. Well, who's his running mate? What's John McCain there? Really? Well, do you think Barack Obama made a good choice, sir, in picking Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin for the running mate? Well, I think a lot of the Republicans are, you know, sexist, because I think Sarah Palin's going to do a great job as VP. Well, she's Joe Biden's the VP. They had already voted, and they couldn't tell you who the VP is. They've had a lot of people that they've interviewed that basically don't even know who Hillary Clinton's VP is, Tim Kaine. And they've actually taken not only Tim Kaine, but they've taken, you know, Mike Pence's photo, and most people can't even tell who they are. Name them. They don't know who it is by photo. It's scary. It really is scary. But not surprising. You know, you should be able to look at a photo and say, okay, that's Mike Pence. Okay, that's Marco Rubio. That is, let me see here. You should be able to know who some of these people are. That's Chris Christie. You know, that's Harry Reid. That's Nancy Pelosi. You should be able to know some of these people. But when they don't, when over and over again, they ask these people, and they don't know who Hillary Clinton's running mate is. And when you, there was a guy, I think it was in Philadelphia, who was cutting Mike Pence's hair and didn't even know who he was. Now, I can understand if I leave Lafayette, where I'm from, you know, I might have someone that I could walk down the street and not really have too much of an issue. But, you know, every once in a while, or, you know, someone like, yeah, I think you're Kyle Wilker. I'm like, yeah, I am. He goes, man, you do that radio show because I have a friend on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, pretty cool, man. You know? Locally, I understand because a lot of people know me. But outside of that, I can understand where someone wouldn't know who I am, but Mike Pence is a pretty big figure. I would think, you know, it's scary that you're going to vote for someone and not even know who their running mate is. If you want to vote for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson or Trump or Hillary, great. Vote for whoever you want. Just know what they stand for. Know who their running mate is. Know something about them. I mean, the biggest stupidity is ignorance. I mean, what was that South Park episode where they had the, where they had like the Kyle, you agreed to that iTunes thing without reading it? How can you agree to something you don't read? And then they like get sewn together. The human centipede. You know, you didn't read it. How can you agree to something you didn't read? And they go through all this, and you know, how can you agree to something? How can you agree to vote for someone you don't know anything about? But then that's most liberals. They don't care. They don't want to know. You know, that's why you don't see many people outraged when stuff is being deleted, when they're editing stuff, when people are being fired for their freedom of speech. It's not like Dr. Drew said he was on a medical mission and he had to save Fidel Castro's life when he was in Cuba, and he made all this stuff up, and in the meantime he was shot at by 75 people. And it's not like he made up a story. He's just saying, this is what I believe is going on. Hillary Clinton's getting third world health coverage. Something's got to give. David Seaman is another writer who complained that the Huffington Post deleted two of his articles, and he's been blocked from being published because he's questioned Hillary Clinton. And not necessarily for the bad. He's questioned her because he believes she has major health issues. She is coughing. She laughs longer than she should. There's a thing called etiquette. Like, I think it's, you don't let the phone ring more than like four times, it's etiquette. There's a certain point when you stop laughing. She keeps laughing and laughing. That and the coughing are two signs of a stroke that we know she's had. We're, you know, and when they're questioning the care she's been given and stuff, you would think they'd be like, well, hey, these people are, you know, you would think they'd be like, okay, maybe, you know, no, they're being fired. They're not like, hey, she's, I never thought I would see people fired for trying to expose the truth. I mean, you know, she has, I believe she has major issues, and that's something that this country needs to know. But then again, what difference does it make when probably, I would say, 25% of the people that are going to vote for Hillary Clinton won't even know who her running mate is? They'll be looking around at all the political signs in front of the voting thing. Yeah, George Steinman? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that's the running mate. I don't, Lord, please hope I picked the right one. I voted for it and I don't know anything about it. Please help me out. I mean, that's scary. When you have people questioning her health and... and I really don't see much outrage. And there should be. There should be. Well, then again, if she can't even protect 4 men in Benghazi, how can she protect millions in the United States? Because I don't think she will. Like my mom said, if Hillary Clinton gets in, the country as we know it is gone. And it's already going. It's already going, folks. It's already going. But the WikiLeaks founder is basically, I don't know if you've heard this, but there have been assassination attempts on him. Because he's exposing stuff about Hillary. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory that Hillary's behind it and did it. Well, okay. Well, who else has he really released emails with in the last, like, 6 months? There's tons of evidence now coming out that Russia is meddling in our political system. I don't know if it's to ensure Hillary gets in or what, or to ensure Trump gets in or what. But there's evidence that even Russia is meddling in our elections. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's a United States I never thought I would see. And it's real. An economy constrained by high taxes will never produce enough revenue to balance the budget, just as it will never create enough jobs. Well, oh, we need to raise taxes so that we can lower the budget. That's what they all say. Hillary Clinton wants to raise our taxes. Oh, we need to fund this. We need to fund that. Raise the taxes. Raise the taxes. There were a lot of things we had before taxes. John F. Kennedy said that. He was a smart man. But just like, you know, he wanted to keep the gold and silver in the currency and stuff. He wanted to end... He was demanding stuff in NASA. And bye-bye. Because that's what goes on in this country. Well, we're not... They know, like I've said before, they don't want to pass this... No one's going to vote for a single-payer health system. Not enough to... There are people that want a single-payer health system, but 90% of the people don't. Well, how can we get it passed? Well, let's do this Obamacare, and we'll make sure it fails, and then we're going to introduce a single-payer healthcare system. There you go. There's about 24 minutes left or so in the program, and I really want to thank y'all for tuning in and, you know, and listening wherever you are throughout the U.S. You know, but what really gets me, and I'm trying to, I know why, I think, but there's been a couple high-ranking KKK members coming out in support of Hillary Clinton. I can kind of guess through why, because Hillary has more of a, I don't know where people get that Donald Trump's a racist. Hillary Clinton has more of a racist past than him. She was a Goldwater girl, which was against, which was for segregating America again. It was against the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Okay. Donald Trump wants to build a wall. He's racist. Well, on the other side of Mexico, there's a wall. I don't want to have illegal people in this country. Maybe you do. I don't. If you're from Russia and you're legal, okay. What does illegal mean, Mexican? I don't know. But he's racist. Because he wants to build a wall. See, Hillary Clinton just wants to have an open border where anyone can just walk through and do whatever they want. And, you know, don't worry, we'll just be like Paris and all these Syrian refugees. Don't worry, just why don't we just rename the United States of Syria and just relocate everybody from Syria here? Why not? Why don't we just take cargo planes and go to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and load all them people up and bring them here too? Why not, you know? What the heck? The more the merrier. Let's just have one big party. Why don't we take everyone from Iraq, Iran? We'll take all the Syrian people. We'll take Pakistan, Afghanistan. We'll load them all up. We'll put them all in Detroit. Why not? They'll fix it. That's what Bill said. Let's just take all the Syrian refugees. They'll fix Detroit. No, what you do is, okay, I got a way to vet the Syrian refugee. Okay, here, you have to eat a bacon burger. It's got 20 strips of bacon on it. You eat the whole thing, you get in the country. There you go. Oh, that'll vet them. If you can't, nope. Problem solved, folks. You know, you go to a gun shop, you want a gun? Here you go, eat bacon. You can eat the bacon, the gun's yours. But I just don't get where people say that Trump is racist. That evil racist Trump guy, because he wants to build the same wall that Bill Clinton talked about. And he wants to secure the border just like Bill Clinton did. And he wants to make it harder for illegals to get jobs. Just like Bill Clinton said. It's just crazy. It's just, I don't know. I just, like, where'd my country go? That's what I want to know. That's why I knew this. I never thought I'd see a day where a vet would be denied treatment. Because they deserve better than they're getting. And it's sad that they're not getting the treatment that they deserve. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm glad to see people waking up and starting to see things. You know, but I hope to see more people. You know, and that's what I try to educate some of my liberal friends. I'm like, this is not a left or right issue, but, you know, they deleted a bunch of her answer because a lot of it pertained to dissing Clinton. Wake up. You know? Oh, well, you said in 2008, by now we'd be in concentration camps and nah. Where's the concentration camps? Okay, when the media is being told what to write and what to say, where's your freedom? You don't have to be in a concentration camp to know that stuff's not going in the right direction, folks. You don't. I guarantee you, 90% of this country has some sort of major debt hanging over their head. But, oh wow. That's what I have some friends that are super liberal, and they, I'm like, okay, do the statistics. 1 in 5 households has no one working. That's not left or right. That's fact. Blacks are worse off than they ever have been. I can't wait to see how Hillary helps with the inequality of women, just like Barack Obama did with the inequality of blacks, you know, because this racial issue is 100 times worse than it was. Because I'll be honest with you, I've never been called a racist until Barack Obama became president, and then because I disagree with him. But hey, don't worry, folks. Kaepernick will save the day by not standing up. Even his mom's come out about him and like, what the heck is he doing? I mean, don't worry, he's basically done. I think they're going to do everything they can in San Francisco to find a new quarterback. And when they do, I wouldn't touch that man with a 10-foot pole. Yes, I support his right to protest and to stand up for what he believes, but that is what he is doing is at the same time ridiculous. You know, just ridiculous. Because, wait a minute here. It's just, you know, there's some things. If I'm protesting and I'm standing up, because like in Washington, D.C., there's a bunch of people that were smoking weed in defiance of that DEA basically not rescheduling marijuana. But I guess on the good news from what I've read, because I've read a bunch of articles on that, is there is actually a huge thing where they're actually going to allow more study of it. Because right now there's only been one place in Mississippi, and they're supposedly going to allow more study of it. Because as many people are viewers of the conversation, there are people who get medical cannabis from Mississippi all the time, every month. They get tens of rolled joints. But I will go to jail if I have it and use it. But I guess in November, California is looking at voting on it. Right now, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and Alaska have recreational uses of it. But there's going to be 5 states are going to be voting for the recreational usage of it. So, I think it's going to be cool. It's really, in my opinion, it's an exploding industry. So I think it's something that down the road, I think in 5 years you're gonna have where it's just gonna there's gonna be so much they're not going to be able to stop it. And Trump has even advocated that if he ever gets president, he said it's a waste of money. They're spending billions and billions of dollars fighting a war that's losing. You know, California is looking at doing it. Nevada's looking at doing it. Maine's looking at doing it. Massachusetts and also Arizona. But the problem you run into is, like, if I went to Michigan and I was got on medical cannabis, which I've considered possibly doing, a lot of places, well, we won't hire you because technically you're breaking federal law and we can get in trouble for harboring you and having you and da-da-da. And it's a fine line, and some places, you know, won't care. Other places, just, it's one of those things, you know, so we'll see. I think it's a tidal wave, and it's getting ready to hit, and it's about time. I mean, we know there's proof that the Egyptians were using it for pain and for breast cancer. You know. But it's just, I guess, like when I went to the pain management clinic I used to go to, try not just pain meds, try everything. Well, I can't. Can't do this, can't do that. And it's very taboo. Because they're like, well, I'm using the CBD oil. Well, if you fail a drug test, then we'd have to ban you from the clinic and da-da-da and all this stuff. I'm like, I just don't understand. Because I said, well, I mean, I basically said this to her. I'm like, if I could use cannabis, I more than likely wouldn't need you. You know. But the problem you have is you'll have someone that will eat an edible and a cannabis edible and they'll die and they'll blame weed when he had like a nut allergy and didn't realize it contained a nut. It's crazy. But, you know, there was a Colorado incident where a guy had like 20 beers and a bunch of liquor and they blamed the puff on a joint because they can't handle the fact that, well, you got pharmaceuticals that will lose millions. But then again, where's the truth? Because I remember when I was in school, smoking a joint's the equivalent to like a whole pack of unfiltered cigarettes or some BS. Well, love my wife so much. She's my sound guru kind of person. She's my inspiration. She's the one that keeps me going every day. And, you know, and it's just one of those, as I'm wrapping this, my point I'm getting at is, when I was in high school, they said, oh, it's, have 75, you know, like it's so dangerous, so deadly. So, that's not the case, you know. I guess I'm one of those people, I want the truth, whatever the case may be. So, enough said. You know, I just hope, as I wrap this thing up, with about 10 minutes left, you know, look and take someone that's liberal and say, hey, Dr. Drew was just expressing concerns about the care that Hillary Clinton's getting, and his show's done. This person was just showing concern to Hillary about the medical and her health condition, and he's fired. Okay, freedom should be, that's not freedom. That's not left or right. Okay, well, I think because you support Hillary, you should be shut down. No. You know? Just wake them up and say, hey, how is that freedom if they're taking and editing what you hear and say and You know, I thought it was only communist countries that controlled the media. I guess not. Because they do it right here in the US of A. Wow. So we move on, folks, to the English Premier League and a little bit of sports talk. They are basically taking the week off for international play and a much needed break. And as you look at the top three in the Premier League table, we'll get through the top five. Man City is first, Chelsea second, Man United is third, Everton fourth, and Hull City fifth. The top three are both all three are undefeated, and just a goal difference that separates them. It's been an incredible start to the season. And as they take an international break, it's like, okay, I got the blood flowing and the matches are great. And it's like, okay, break time. I'm just like getting going. And I'm like, to see Sergio Aguero and how good he's doing. And, you know, to see Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Wayne Rooney and, you know, them and Rashford, a lot of those, at least the Man United players, they're going to have to, I think they just got some growing to do. They got to learn to play with each other, you know. And once they figure out, okay, you know, like, it's like basketball. Okay, once you start knowing that if I pass the ball, I guess he'll be right there and you can read the person. You can basically know where everyone's going to be and what they're going to do without saying a word. You know, I think it's going to be a great season because you have a lot of the top tier teams that are all like Chelsea was barely out of the relocation zone last year, and a lot of these teams that haven't been up to the top for a while that are usually up there now they're fighting because they all want that shot. You know, it'll be the first time in league history that Manchester United has gone this long without winning a title. It's going to be interesting because you got a bunch of top teams all fighting for that top spot. And but then when you see someone like Sergio Aguero, I'm like, oh, or, you know, and some of these players from other teams are just, it's like, wow, okay, they better be watching tape of him because he's looking damn good. And moving on over the weekend was the MIS race in Michigan. And I normally go, but my wife had the colonoscopy and I switched to Monday so I could be with her and take care of her and be there for her because, you know, my life is changing because I'm with her for the better. And, you know, and I went to the summer race, the first race, but not the second race. And one of my friends, her buddy Mike, went, and he said it was hotter than hammer hell, but he said it was a good time, and I was able to sit at home and watch it, and I kind of missed being there, but at the same time, when the thing was over, I could turn off the TV and go do something else and said, okay, now I got about a 20-minute walk back to the car, then I got to wait and let some of the cars get out, and then take about another hour before I get on, about maybe 25 minutes to get onto the main road, and then like a 5-hour drive home. So it's just one of those things that it's kind of nice to be home, but I was so wanting Chase Elliott to win just because, I guess it's hard for me because I'm used to seeing awesome Bill from Dawsonville. Now it's, you know, Bill Elliott, and now his son Chase is racing. And if he won, it'd be the first time someone other than Jeff Gordon's won in the number 24 car. But Kyle Larson just was incredible. You know, the restart, he just dominated, and it was a great race. You know, and it's just it's, I think IndyCar is a little bit more exciting right now. You know, you got Kevin Harvick in first, Brad Keselowski in second, and Carl Edwards in third, and that's your top three in NASCAR. And it's just, I have to go back to what Richard Petty said, you know, where's the owner? Where is the owner of NASCAR? Where, you know, and I think it's suffering. And some of it too, when you go to a Michigan race and you're going to spend $70 a ticket for two, you know, for each, that's a lot of money. And then with gas and everything, it's a lot of people can't right now afford it. Now the Texas race was incredible. Seeing Graham Rahal, James Hinchcliffe, and Tony Kanaan on the podium. That's some great racing. My mom's actually been to the Texas Motor Speedway and did the double car where like you're a passenger, and she said you're in like a sardine, and they go around like four times at like 160. She said it's a blast. You know. But as most of you know, Simon Pagenaud still got a 28-point lead over Willpower, and Tony Kanaan's in third, and it's just exciting. My man Sebastian Bourdais is in 14th, and he's doing okay. He'll have like a decent race here, but then he'll tank here, and he's just like so inconsistent in IndyCar. But it's just, I mean, that race was just so exciting, and it's just, I think they don't race as often, so when they get that time to go race, they just like give it 100%, you know. And it's not like in every weekend that they race in IndyCar. I think I've said this a couple times, because like I think it was Sunday, the Tigers were playing at the same time as the Red Bulls were playing at the same time as NASCAR was. I remember one time, I think the New York Red Bulls were playing at the same time as Manchester United, NASCAR, and Detroit Tigers, and Indy, I think, was all at the same time. And it's like, what do I watch? So I just kind of flip back and forth, you know, but it's just, I'm just so excited because I think Graham Rahal, it's going to take something big for like James Hinchcliffe or Tony Kanaan to even, I mean, because really, I don't think the only driver I think that can really match Simon Pagenaud is Will Power. I mean, because TK is like the next closest, you know, and you think, okay, maybe James Hinchcliffe, the points around or whatever, but right now, I don't think. Will Power is the only person I think that really has a legitimate shot to take on Simon Pagenaud. You know, so it's just, and then you got to look at with NASCAR, what's up with Dale Jr.? I expected him back by now. I hope he's not having major issues. And, you know, because like Hillary Clinton, she's a human being. You know, I have him say, okay, I'm done with NASCAR, and have him be like a Neil Bonnet. I'm coming back. I'm driving out, you know, bang, and have a, you know, blackout behind the wheel and die. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in with about 41 minutes left. Yeah. Seconds, minutes, hours, you know, just be thankful that you got whoever you have. America's not gone, and with people like me, hopefully we can keep it back. We can bring it back. And I want to thank you all so much. And remember, with a firm reliance on the providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next time, goodbye. God bless.